Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we open your word this morning, we ask for the Holy Spirit to come forth to bring to us this morning the knowledge and the wisdom of this your word, to give us strength, Father, to walk in accordance with. And Father, that he opens our hearts and our minds to be receptive. Now, Father, be with us throughout this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be looking here, or starting with Exodus Chapter 10. Give you a few minutes to get there, because as always so well, I like for you to follow me, and you'll know that what you're getting is coming from the Word of God and not just from me. You see, I teach different than most. You don't see me jumping up and down and running around in circles, skipping and hopping and carrying on that way. God has me teaching differently, because I'm going to give you his word, not mine, his. All right. Chapter 10, Exodus. We've been going through this for through Exodus. We found just how strong a man can stand against the Lord God too, and how many times he can break his word here with this Pharaoh. Chapter 10, we're still dealing with plagues. Verse 1, and the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart, and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know that I am the Lord. You see, these things are all done so that they'll all know that he is the Almighty God. He is the Lord. There is no other, especially those that are made with hands. Those idols and things that a lot of them were used. Now, verse 3. And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. And you see, he's had them in bondage now. In case we got somebody new in here that hasn't been following with us, he's had these Hebrew children of the Jewish people here in bondage for 430 years. How would you like to live that kind of life? But you see, mankind puts up with a lot of things, especially when there's things in his life he's not understanding. That's why God's got me teaching like I teach, because I want you really to know God's word, not man's, in man's way, because we've got too many that is teaching contrary to the word of God. And they're calling themselves churches and Christians. And they're standing against the Lord God and his word. Now, verse 4. Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring the locusts into thy coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. And you see, when they had that hail with fire, it destroyed a lot of things, but there were some things left. Now, the Lord's letting them know he's going to bring in these locusts. He's going to eat up everything else. And they shall fill thy houses and the houses of all thy servants and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy father's fathers have seen since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servants said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones look to it, for evil is before you. 11. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that you did desire, and they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. You see, he's not wanting to let them all go. Just the men. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up on the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail has left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts, and the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them, there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. Never been that way before, nor will they ever be that way again. 15. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened. They did eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees, which the hail had left, and there remaineth not anything green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field, though all the land through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste. And he said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore forgive, pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God. But we've seen him say the same thing and ask for forgiveness before, haven't we? Now, that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. Now 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. In other words, it's going to be pitch black. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. See, he's taking care of his own. God is. He's taking care of Israel. They've got their lights. 24. Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye, sir, serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not a hoof be left behind. For thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. We know not what we must serve the Lord until we come hither. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. He would not let them go. Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me. Take heed to thyself. See my face no more, For in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. Moses said, thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face again no more. And we've come to the end now. We're going to be going on in here to 11. And verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. 2. Speak now in the ears of the people. Let every man borrow of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. And you see, Pharaoh brought this upon himself. But he done told Moses they'd all die. Here in verse 5, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. No, I don't imagine. The firstborn of every family. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that you may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee. And after that, I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And he's leaving out. Number 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Now, we've come to the end of chapter 11. We're going on into chapter 12. Verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Now, you see, he's changing quite a bit of things. 3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take unto them every man, pardon me, every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. 4. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count of the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. You see, they're not to just waste the lamb just by killing it and destroying it. Besides using the blood around the door, they are to eat it. Now, he goes on here in 8. They shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. A lot of people hear about Passover, but they don't really realize what it was really about and just how things went to bring it. Verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. This day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast day by an ordinance forever. And you know, they still do honor that. Now, 15. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. 17. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this same day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. He's letting them know the whole thing. Nothing is hid. He's brought it all out. Now 19. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, or whosoever eateth that which is left, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Now, 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. They will never stop that. In fact, there's three feasts that are still honored every year among the Jewish people. Now, and it shall come to pass When you become to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he has promised, that you shall keep his this service. This service you shall keep. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? Then you shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. 29. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house, for there was not one dead. You see, he had told them, firstborn of every family. Now, there was not a house, for there was not one dead. 31. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, raise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go and serve the Lord as you have said. Also take your flocks, your herds, as you have said, and be gone and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we be all dead. They said, it's all going to die. 34. And the people took their drought before it was leavened. Their needy thoughts being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. In other words, they was taken from them. They was leaving with plenty, which actually was a reward for the years they had spent as slaves. Now, 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses, Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men besides children. 600,000. Besides children. Now, that's quite a bunch, isn't it? And a mixed multitude went up also with them in flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened bread cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not carry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victuals. Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. That's how long they had been held in bondage. 41. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. 43. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and a hard servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh aboard out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the generations of Israel shall keep it. All the generations is to keep that. Now, 48. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that the same day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies, and we have come now unto the end of chapter 12. chapter 13 is quite long. But I want to get into it. We may not get through all of it. But I want to get into it because we got something else really to see and to understand from all of this that we've been going through. Now here in chapter 13, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever opened the womb among the children of Israel, both the man and the beast, it is mine. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month of Abib. That month of Abib on the calendar in that day and time would actually equal our month of April. Now, that, and it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. They are to keep it. Then he told them when. In this month, 7 days, thou shalt eat unleavened bread. And in the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. 7. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. In other words, they can't have it anymore. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt, shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand has the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Now, thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in this season from year to year. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee unto the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee. Thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord's. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children shall thou redeem. And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this, that thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beasts. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all that openeth the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be token upon thy hand and for frontlets between thine eyes, for by strength of hand the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. Now, they begin their journey now, here in 17. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up tarnished out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had strictly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Sackcloth and encamped in Ephraim, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So we're going to stop there. And God willing, we can be all together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and back in to the Word of God. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we close your Word, we thank you for the Word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, we are thankful that we have a way that you've given us to receive knowledge and understanding of the truth of this, your Word. Because, Father, we know that there has been a lot of controversy against this Word that is being taught. Now, Father, we know there are things that we don't understand. And that's why we need the Lord Jesus in our life and the Holy Spirit that brings us knowledge of you, of the Lord Jesus, of your Word, and gives us wisdom. The wisdom to use it. Now, Father, be with us through this day. We pray if there is those listening that are sick, that they will accept your healing. It was given. The Lord gave it. He took all of our sicknesses and all of our diseases, all of our sins to the cross. And it's by his stripes that we are healed. Father, let us all understand that and believe that, because it is by faith that it is accepted. And it becomes truth. Because, Father, you keep your Word. Man goes back on his. And man has doubts. Some of yours. But, Father, all of those that are born again know that your Word is true. Your promises are kept. We can have everything that this Bible says we can have. We have to accept it and believe it. Stand in faith upon it. And then, Father, we know it's given because it was given a long time ago. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And bring us all back together again, Father, at 6 p.m. this evening. Yes, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you.